A Brooklyn father whose 13-year-old was shot and killed by police more than 2 decades ago spent the rest of his life fighting for justice. Nicholas Hayward Sr.'s activism is credited with helping lay the groundwork for the Black Lives Matter movement. He died on New Year's Eve and was buried this week. WNYC's Yasmin Khan reports.
In 1994, Hayward's son, Nicholas Jr., was playing cops and robbers with friends where he lived at Gowanus Houses. Nicholas was in seventh grade, and he had a plastic toy gun with a bright orange tip. Hayward spoke to StoryCorps a few years ago about how the incident played out that day.
And the officer said that he was doing a routine patrol. There's a 911 call of shots fired. Nicholas appeared before him suddenly, and the officer shot him.
The officer was never charged. Instead, blame was placed on the toy gun, which prosecutors said looked realistic. Hayward would spend the next 24 years pushing for justice for his son and others killed at the hands of police. Anthony Beckford, a family friend, says Hayward was seen as a wise elder among activists.
He provided so much energy. You know, he did so much, not only just as one of the leaders fighting for, you know, our rights and for justice, but also being a father, being a husband. You know, he put so much time in.
When Hayward spoke to StoryCorps in 2015, he said the loss of his son was still raw.
The pain have gotten actually deeper for me. I wonder what it'd be like to have a son 33 years old.
In 2016, the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office reopened Nicholas's case. But again, prosecutors found they did not have evidence to charge the officer who shot him. Yasmin Khan, WNYC News.